listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Excellent. Welcome to Level 5 Radio. I'm your host, Adele, and with me today is Joey. That's all I got.
Hello?
That's better.
Hello? What's up?
Oh, you know, the huge.
Really? That's it? That's it. All you got for us?
That's all you got. All
right, episode over.
Yeah, that's it. Good episode.
Welcome back, everybody. It's been an exciting few days in game, I gotta say.
I'd say on and off for me.
On and off, yeah. Well, actually, my weekly update is really boring. Like, I haven't been playing.
Oh, yeah, I've been hatching just... My egg number is the most exciting part.
I really just haven't made it to as many Lugia raids as I would have hoped.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We'll get into that. Up until today, today was community day.
Yes.
And up until today, I only did two Lugia raids, and did I even catch one of them? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I think I'm 0-2 on them.
Nice. Good.
I was 0-2 on them. Other than that, trying to clear out my eggs, I bought, I bought one of those boxes.
You broke down and actually did it.
Yeah, to help me out with that.
I don't worry.
Beyond that, really up until yesterday and today, I was really not doing much in game, I gotta say.
Mm.
The Lugia stuff, it was enough to make me interested, but not enough to like really go out of my way to play.
Right. Now, I'd say you got really lucky with yours. I burned myself out last weekend, definitely.
Yes.
Like, I did one today because of the experience.
Yeah, right.
That's it. And I was just like, I don't really want to do much else.
So, you've been up to a lot in game, though, right?
A little bit.
You did have an EX raid last week that I missed out on.
Okay, so apparently when I was out destroying Lugia in Lower East Side, I apparently became eligible for an EX raid in the area of Starbucks.
So your fourth one now, yeah.
Is that my fourth?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, huh? But without you this time, Joe.
Yeah. How are you gonna beat it without me there?
It's going to be hard. Very hard. It's weird, though, because I've only raided that gym for that one thing, and it wasn't multiple Lugias.
Oh.
So it was one Lugia raid that weekend, and the next week, I got a raid pass.
Well, there you go. Starbucks.
Very odd, though. I really didn't expect that at all. They're being very generous.
Yeah, I mean, this new algorithm they're using to determine eligibility is totally much more liberal about giving passes than it was before, which
I'm okay with that.
It's probably a good thing considering the history.
Yeah. Whereas before it's like, did you get raid pass? Hell no. I raided this gym like 80 times in a day.
Exactly.
Gold. Like everything.
The number of times we hit up that Flatiron gym before we actually got passes.
Dude, we grinded that gym.
But, and only to have it canceled, me and Casey at first. Were you on that round?
No, I wasn't on that one.
It was just me and Casey, that one.
But I was on the next one.
That was the one that fell on Christmas Day.
And you didn't get you got your 500 Stardust.
What? You get Stardust when they cancel them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have 500. I mean,
you get three premium raid passes.
Ooh.
Three.
Ooh. That's.
I still have most of them, too.
I wish I was in that boat.
Yeah.
But no, other than that, hatching a ton of eggs.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, are we gonna just go
and,
into that?
No. That's okay. I'm gonna get into that. But hatching a ton of eggs, and I am now 15 unknown in.
Wow. Okay.
So 11 to go.
Adele, the unknown hunter.
That's gonna be a little tough now, though.
Last week he was the shiny hunter.
This week, still
he is the unknown hunter.
Look, it changes, but I don't know. It's just when you it snowed.
I'll tell you what you're not going to be next week.
What?
The 100% IV hunter.
No. Hey, like I said earlier, it doesn't matter. I got everything that matters in the game.
Yeah, this is true. I hate you.
Sorry, man. You should have.
I still need a good Ralt, still.
I have four.
Oh, God.
I hatched a perfect one. I was like, yay.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Trading? All right, Niantic, if you're going to take down the maps, trading?
PvP? Anything? Anything to interact with other players?
Yeah. No.
No. Okay, cool.
No.
Just making sure.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
All right. Community Day. Let's get into it.
It was
all
right.
Before we spill all the beans.
I wish it was warmer. That's my only complaint.
Yeah, it was cold. And
the Bulbasaur seemed a little scarce this time, I felt.
They did and they didn't. There was periods where, just like the Dratini Community Day, there was periods where I really didn't run into one for like 5 minutes or 10 minutes straight. And then there were periods where I was like, I couldn't keep up. There was like just four or five of them around, and I had to like shiny check all of them.
Just like weird little patches.
So overall, I'm really happy with my numbers for the day.
Hmm. How many did you come out with, shiny?
I had 9.
Oh.
And I would have had 11 if it wasn't for the very, very crappy feature that I hate.
Well,
AR Plus, because I was out there trying to take a nice photo for the album art for this podcast.
Oh.
But it's buggy as hell, and of course, crashed my game.
You gotta upgrade,
more
man.
Than once.
You need an iPhone
and
X.
Made me lose more than one shiny. I would have had 11 shinies. Speaking of shinies, this time around, I think the spawn rate for these shinies is much higher than it has been in previous days, unless I got really lucky.
I think you got really lucky, because that being said, I came out with 2.
Interesting. I mean, how many? Do you know how many Bulbasaurs you caught total?
I honestly was just shiny checking.
Okay.
Because in the past 2 weeks leading up to this, I have been stockpiling perfect Bulbasaurs.
Right.
For this event,
so right? Frenzy, so you didn't plan. Really so much need to.
Yeah. So I honestly Pogo plused a lot.
Yeah. So I did a lot as well. So anyway, so I think I caught about 150.
Wow, that's like as many original Pokemon as there were. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's my estimate. I think I caught around that level. So
I'd say 60 or 70 for me.
If I actually caught the two that I, you know, that I tried to AR plus, that would have been, you know, about 1 in 15, which is definitely lower than than last time. So
maybe they're being more generous.
Maybe they're being a little bit more generous. I mean, I know Bulbasaur has a lower catch rate. Maybe that's something they took into consideration. It does, though, have a lower flea rate. So it's very unlikely that Bulbasaur will run away from you.
Hmm. Unless you Pogo plus it.
Yeah, in which case, you know.
I actually ran out of Pokeballs at the end. I was a little...
I ran out of Pokeballs while I was after the event, actually.
Well, see, I was heading back to Gap, and I was just like, beep, 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 trying to click it, and it kept giving me the error. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? Look at my game. You're out of Pokeballs. No, my experience!
If it's not obvious, we went to Central Park. Shout out to the New York City Pokemon Go group.
Yep.
As always. It's a super high rate, for me at least. But again, I'm not sure exactly how many total you caught, but you were there for an hour less than I was.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Because I...
moseyed on in
a little bit. Like, we had lunch before and that ate in, so I just did my evolutions prior, caught some stuff over Johnny Rockets.
So I had a very specific strategy going into this, right?
Okay.
First and foremost, shiny check. If it's a shiny, obviously Golden Raz plus Ultra Ball
always,
right?
I actually had one break out of that.
Yeah.
I was a little upset. I was like, oh no.
Oh really? Wow. That's probably pretty rare, depending on how many CP it is, I guess.
I don't think it was that high. It was like 600-ish. Yeah, but it was just like, not happen. I rolled the wrong lottery. It was like, nope, time for it to come out.
Although I feel like with some of the other starters, they just, like, for some reason, Charmander, even though it's the same exact catch rate, I believe, it breaks out of, like, no matter what I throw at it. It's crazy. Hmm. Anyways, next, my second sort of rule I was going by was 0 to 300 CP. I'm using a Great Ball and a Pineapple Berry. Oh. So that's where I got my candy from.
Oh, okay.
I got a lot of candy that way. I think it started around like the 300 range, and I was up to like 800 or 900 towards the end.
Okay.
And then above that, some 300 to, let's say, 600 was Great Ball plus raspberry, make it a little easier to catch, right? And then anything above about 600, you know, 600 to 700 range, that's like the max for. It was windy weather today, so nothing was boosted.
Yeah, all the times they have windy as well. It's just
I did do one raid while I was there.
I found a Dratini on the way in.
Yeah, I hatched a Dratini. I don't know if that helps at all. But anyways, I did do one raid. I did one Lugia raid during the event. And I was just like, you know, this is kind of a waste of time during the event, but I don't regret it.
Mm-mm.
Because I got a weather boosted shiny Lugia. It's like 89% IVs. Something like that. Pretty damn good.
Not as good as mine. It's 69, but that's okay. Zero, 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 zero.
Well, 10, 10, 10, right?
Yeah, sorry. 10, 10, 11.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, so that was unexpected. It was my third ever, well, not ever, but third of this wave.
Right.
Lugia raid. And bam, there it was. And no one I knew was around, so I didn't like yell out.
Well,
but
see, it's funny
because a whole crowd of people doing
you texted
raid.
That, and Kate and I were just coming out of that little amphitheater area.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh, that's not far.
And I was like, wait, I know where he is. There's the raid.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, where's Joe?
Sorry, it's 87%, but I'll take it. It's above 80.
It doesn't matter. Lugia
14, 14, 11.
That's Lugia's fat. You have the defense.
Yeah. And it's a 14 defense, no less. So.
Yeah.
And a 14 attack. So
like
I did good today.
Nice.
I did good.
I actually spent last night going through like my old legendaries and old Pokemon and stuff. I threw out 12 Lugias.
Oh wow, really?
And then like everything else, like Articuno's, Ho-Oh's, everything I didn't.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. You probably had like
a lot,
15 or 20 after that that wave you did.
Oh, no,
last
I only
week.
Kept. I've only kept three.
Yeah.
Out of all those.
Okay.
But like, yeah, like I just threw away everything else when I didn't. Okay. But other than that.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You can't have like 20, 30 Lugias sitting
in
your
inventory. Garbage. Yeah. But no, like I just started throwing out all my like legendaries that I wasn't using or weren't good. Because I was thinking in my head, and Niantic's probably going to go with this, they're just going to re-release legendary raids.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to tide us over, and these will have a chance to be shiny. So Shiny Ho-Oh might be coming soon.
That would be, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one.
Silver and orange?
Yeah, it's like gray and orange or something.
Yeah, silver, white, and orange-ish. Yeah. That's cool looking. And then
I'm more excited about shiny Charizard.
I'm more excited for shiny Entei. Mm-hmm. He's got some good colors to him.
What colors? Do you remember?
They are like more of a grayish, more volcanic kind of deal instead of red. Ugh.
So we have the same old legendaries to look forward to. That's fantastic.
I'm kind of happy with that because I only caught one Raikou.
Why?
How
did that happen?
I just wasn't raiding as hard then.
You did 30 of Lugia this time.
Yeah, because I wanted that shiny. There's more incentive, man. Now it's like, ooh.
God.
But see, now even if I'll get my shiny, but I want a good Raikou as well. I think the best one I have is like 78%.
Yeah.
That's not great. So I like the idea of a second chance per se.
I don't know which I powered one up. I don't think I held out for like a crazy IV one though.
I mean, he's good no matter
what. He's good, exactly.
But it would be nice to have a stronger one.
Yeah.
And a shiny one.
Oh yeah, and so Central Park is a crabby nest right now. And when I went to Central Park yesterday to do some reconnaissance.
Yeah, of course.
And
as you do.
Yeah. And, I found that out yesterday. I was like kind of miffed that I would be tripping over Krabbies while I'm, you know, catching Bulbasaur. Then I realized today that that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, free experience.
Yeah, exactly. Cause it's triple experience during this event. And I popped a lucky egg.
So six times.
Yeah, I was getting ridiculous amounts of XP during the event.
It's funny cause I passed by it on Thursday.
Yeah.
Central Park, and I look at my map, and there's just Krabbies. I'm like, oh, no. Joe's going to be pissed off at this.
But, yeah, no, it wasn't bad, because basically everything besides Bulbasaur, I was go-plussing, unless it was, like, something, you know, relatively
There wasn't anything crazy.
Yeah, so, no, yeah. Really, for the most part, Krabbies, Slowpoke.
Yeah.
A couple other random things.
My thing was I just checked every Bulbasaur, even if the go-plus was going off on it.
Yeah.
Not shiny, run away, go-plus, go-plus, go-plus.
Okay, okay. Yeah, my strategy was much different. I caught almost all the Bulbasaur that I ran into.
Okay.
With there's a couple exceptions, you know, like a go plus them, whatever.
I mean, I wanted to, but it was too cold. I didn't want to leave my hands out. Like,
yeah, no, I tortured myself.
Kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But I had, I think, the legitimate Pokemon Go experience today.
It's really too bad that we didn't have a community day yesterday. Well, number one, I mean, it's good that it didn't interfere with the march that was going on, which I attended and played Pokemon Go through as well. Well, at least had my Go Plus going in my pocket.
Okay.
When I wasn't holding a sign.
Of course.
No. But it was perfect out. It was
nice, like, yesterday.
It was like roughly the same temperature, but it was a little bit hotter.
It was the sun.
It was like high 40s.
50s. It was 50 yesterday. 50.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But no, that sun was just perfect.
Oh yeah. No, we went out yesterday too. It was like, but, I had that experience today. Cause I was looking at where I trekked before. Cause we went up like the east side and then came around into the boathouse area.
Yeah.
But this sounds like, no, we're going to go the other way, away from the amphitheater, towards the middle, where that little islip is. So we went around, we started hiking on like the little nature trails that are just cut in through there, went by where the little waterfall and the creeks are. I was like, yes, this is what it's like to play, you know, like, this is kind of how I picture playing Pokemon Go, you know, roughing it out a little bit. Yeah, it's Central Park, but, you know, you're climbing stones, you're looking at things you've never seen.
Yeah, it was...
Catching the same old garbage.
It was a little bit intense for me. I mean, it's definitely cold, and
but it wasn't last community day. It's
3 hours of walking, and like some parts of Central Park are a little bit hilly and things. There's stairs. Yeah. Honestly, this game for me primarily is an exercise app.
Okay.
Everything else is just an incentive to exercise. So, at the end of the day, that's why I can't be pissed off about it.
That's fair. But again, at least it wasn't last community day.
But 3 hours is kind of a lot to just go hard for the whole time.
Nah.
I mean, it's doable, but not ideal. Because, like, you don't want to stop and eat. You don't want to stop and go to the bathroom.
No.
Once you're going.
No.
So that's, like, they should have, like, an intermission. Well, actually, they kind of do, it seems like. Because, like, you go through waves of seeing no Bulbasaur for, like... 15 minutes.
Is that when you pull off to the side and pee in the bottle?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah,
I saved it for you.
Oh, wow, souvenir.
No, I took a little break at some point and got like a coffee and a Belgian waffle.
Did you go to the boathouse?
There's like a, what is it? One of those little bakery.
You sure it wasn't the boathouse?
Is it a branded bakery in the boathouse?
I think so.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was that.
Okay.
I forgot.
Because it's not far from the amphitheater.
I don't remember where I was. Okay. It wasn't a boathouse, though.
Okay. Oh, wait, I think I know where you were.
Alban Pang?
Yeah, maybe? Yeah, that was over.
No.
I don't know. It's
it was something like that.
So I think that one's over on the east side. I think I know where you were.
Yeah.
Because it's like a little bakery, then nothing, then the boathouse, and then the amphitheater.
Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah, I like that.
I took a little break. It was, it was good. I mean, you know, I there was some lures off over there, so it wasn't like completely waste of time. Waste of time. And the coffee was essential because, like, I started getting really cold, like, dude, about halfway through, and so the coffee kind of recharged me a little bit, and then I started getting cold again by the end, obviously. But at least it was all during the day this time. Like when it ended, it was still light out.
Oh, so yeah.
At least we had a bit. Actually, the sun ironically started peeking out right at the end over there.
Yeah, like when we went to the Lugia raid, it's like, oh, there's the sun.
There's great. The sun.
Now 30 minutes left.
Now that I'm sitting here and there's 30 minutes left, exactly.
Yeah, no, like this kind of weather, though, it just slows you down because it drains you. You're just chugging through the cold. And you're like, okay, it's a little chilly, but I'm feeling it. And then towards the end, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've used all my stamina.
So I think all in all, I evolved 3 or 4 Venusaurs. I forget exactly the exact number. But 2 of them shiny, at least 1 of them regular. I had like a couple of above 80 Ivysaurs just sitting around, so I evolved those.
Okay.
And now I plan on powering up, at the very least, the shiny one. But if not, the Ivysaur that I evolved. Just to get Frenzy Plant on it.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I'm pretty happy with this. I'm excited to try out Venusaur. Although there's not a lot of... There's no, like, water raid bosses or anything right now or anything that I'm going to want to do.
Nothing that's got a good typing.
It's kind of rare that they even show up in gyms anymore, too.
Not anymore. Now that everyone wants to show up, they're shiny. I'm seeing them everywhere. In the last couple of hours since it's ended.
Oh, the Venusaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want to do... Like, I want to actually try it in battle, is my point. Yeah. So, well, I mean, well, that's the thing. It's like the first day, everyone was putting their shiny Dragonite into the gyms, and then that died off really quickly.
I still put Big Green in the gym.
Big Green.
Yeah.
That's his name?
That's his name.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Big Green.
How creative.
Thank you.
Not Jolly Green?
No.
Big Green. Okay.
Big Green. In honor of the Malaysian Dragon Ball Z dub.
Oh.
They call it the Big Green dub.
Okay. Yeah. It means nothing to me.
Wow. We share a little in common, right?
Pokemons.
Excellent. So, yeah.
What else?
What else, indeed? Like, I don't know. This community just kind of came and went. It was really fast, it felt.
Yes and no. I mean,
I don't know. Like, I had a good time at Central Park, but at the same time,
It felt long, but for me, because I was there literally the whole 3 hours this time.
Okay.
But, yeah. I don't know. I think... thumbs up for me. I was a little bit worried that Bulbasaur wouldn't be a good enough incentive for me to really care,
but
they gave him a good move, so that's actually that's actually cool. And of course they did the shiny again, and they did the triple XP for catches and things like that.
Thank God they did triple XP at least.
Yeah absolutely. I in terms of items, I had the incense going the entire time, star piece going the entire time, and lucky eggs going off some of the time.
Okay,
because I just didn't have a lot, so I didn't go crazy.
I got a few. I'm especially but star pieces now.
Now I'm I'm not quite halfway through to level 39, but I'm getting very close.
Oh yeah, that's right. I leveled up today.
Right, congratulations.
37 now. Woo. Now the real challenge begins.
Yeah.
Catch up, Casey.
let's see. So, I've been walking my baggin.
Me too. My bagon.
Baggin.
Bagin.
Baggin. It's a dragon. It's a baggin.
Yeah, it's a baby dragon. Bagin.
Baby dragon. Baggin. and I have 70 candy built up.
Oh.
So.
I've got
I'm starting to get to that range where, and I think I already have it. No, I didn't. Did I evolve a Shelgon yet? Shelgon?
I think I'm I 126. I have enough to evolve it, but I want to wait because I want to power it up after.
Do I have a good one yet? I don't know if I have a good one.
I don't think you do.
I don't.
And you never
will. It's called Shelgon, right? Shelgon?
Yeah. Shell and
yeah.
Gun.
Yeah, no, I have not evolved one yet. Yeah, I have just crappy ones. Even though I've hatched them from eggs.
Man, hatching has been so bad.
I've had really bad luck with that.
You know what the best thing I caught today was besides that Lugia?
Go on.
That Metatite. That 91%
Metatite. That 91% Metatite that I go plused away.
Away. Can't believe you're missing out on the goods. In fact, hang on. Let's check him out later. Bring him up. Oh, by the way, his CP is 420.
Definitely caught at least a couple of 666 Bulbasaurs.
Oh yeah, here we go. Let's evolve him. Let's see how bad this Metacham is.
Oh jeez,
right now, baby. Really?
He's on air, folks.
I wish I had the sound on so you could hear the annoyance. How come they don't use the music for
riveting evolution? Podcasting happening right here?
Psycho Cut Dynamic Punch. We're in it, boys. This is us.
All right.
Yeah.
He's still 91%.
Nice. 15, 12, 14.
Good to know that hasn't changed.
Got A in attack. I'm good with that. Let's go. Let's go, baby.
Wow. I caught a lot of Bulbasaurs today. Oh, jeez. I'm going to have so many to transfer tomorrow. I need to go through and see how many of them are actually good IVs.
Oddly enough, I was looking, I typed in Bulba to evolve.
Yeah.
I still have a bunch of junk from way back in the day.
Oh, really?
Like, you ever have that problem where, it just kind of stuff sifts to the bottom and you kind of forget about it for a little bit?
Well, earlier today, I think it was, I spent about an hour or so going through my entire inventory because I had so much crap that I just needed to get rid of.
That's fair.
And I purged, 400 from my box, I think. Ooh. So I had a good amount of space going into this, and I was actually coming close. And I have maximum storage, 1,500.
You have 1,500 Pokemon slots?
Yep.
Dude, hell?
I was coming close to filling it at the end of the day, and I was transferring everything besides Bulbasaur and any other interesting things that
Joe, why do you have so much space? You don't have any good Pokemon.
Listen, I'm higher level than you, so.
I mean, I know
you
why.
It's you can't even talk.
It's because you go plus everything. That's fair. You need the room.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
no,
I don't want this game to be inventory management.
It is. It already is. It's exercise so and that, inventory
that's
management.
That's why I have a lot of space, because I don't want it to be inventory management go.
That's fair.
Because that doesn't require walking around. I'm not getting any exercise from moving my thumb around and managing my inventory all day.
It's not true. You're cramping up your muscles faster, so...
No. Doesn't count.
That's some good pain later on in your life.
No. The calorie burn is just not there. Have I ever spoken on the air about how much weight I've lost since I started playing this game?
I think you mentioned it once.
Yeah.
About 20, huh?
Yeah, something like that. Since this came out. About 2 years ago now. That's my best guess, is that the weight loss is correlated most closely to this. Because, you know, I started the gym a few months ago, things like that. But really, the weight loss started right around the time Pokemon Go started. Mm. So
the only thing I'll credit Pokemon Go with for me is it has made my legs rock hard. I still got a little bit of my donut, but, dude, my legs, like, I just have a muscle in here that's solid. I gotta swing my arms more. I gotta do that cardio. Get my heart racing.
Any other notable catches for the day?
Honestly, I just focused super hard on that. I hatched a lot of babies.
Yeah, that's another thing I did. The eggs. What is it? The extravaganza event is happening. I hatched a third. Why not?
Well, why not?
I hatched a Porygon. Anything else of note here?
I hatched a 91% Tyrogue that's a Hitmonlee now. Ooh.
Oh, did I hatch Tyrogue? I don't remember. Who cares? Already have a Hitmon top. Don't care anymore.
So I've lost track of the stuff I've been hatching.
No shinies, I'll tell you that much.
Me neither on that. I invested heavily in the super incubators for this, because everything you get is just 2K egg.
See, that's the thing. It's like it feels like a waste to me.
But
using
super
incubators on 2Ks,
you just get so many.
You will get a lot, but I don't know. I mean, let's go through the list maybe really quickly. Yeah. Maybe we'll go through just the rare ones, because they're the only ones that matter.
So while he pulls that up real quick for the listeners, I've easily gone up over 100 eggs in the past few days.
Oh my goodness. How much money are you spending on this game lately?
Not a lot, actually.
Yeah?
I sat on those super incubators from Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And then I got, like, one of the
Ultra... You're more patient than I am. I would never sit on an incubator.
I haven't, like, the 10Ks, I was just like, okay, whatever. I do enough walking. I can use regular incubators.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll wait for the Easter event. And then, bam, here we are now.
All right. There you go. So there was 3 new shinies released with this event. That's Magby, Togepi, and Whynot.
So the one you want is Magby.
And I've hatched, I think, 2 out of the 3 of those, but no shinies.
I've hatched... Magby is definitely the most common out of those 3.
Okay. For you.
For me. But, I mean, followed by Whynot, followed by Togepi easily.
Yeah. And so the sort of rare ones that are in this 2K egg event... Larvitar, which I did hatch one of, Ralts, Beldum, which I would love to hatch, Bagon, which I would also love to hatch, Slakoth, Chimecho, Girafarig, and Chansey. I wouldn't mind a Chansey, especially with double candy during this event.
Slakoth.
So, is it really double candy, though? Did you see that, too? Then how did I get 11 candy from something?
That's double, right there, man.
So I would have gotten... 5.5.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it gave you 11 right. out Got of
it.
Pity.
Got it. I'm like, how do I get odd numbers if it's double? That's just ridiculous.
The game doesn't have to explain anything to you.
Last year, was it double candy only from eggs, or was it double candy?
I think it was double candy in general.
See, that...
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
That would have been amazing.
I held on to a lot of stuff that I transferred today, you know? So it would have been nice to get double candy for that stuff, too.
I feel like these events, they're scaling back the amount of stuff you can get. especially compared to last time.
Get it to some extent.
Like Valentine's Day. Oh, man. Yeah. Pink Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah. Not all pink Pokemon, just Chansey to Love Disc, pretty much. Right?
Yeah, but then last year it was like nothing but Chansey and Porygon. And
I mean, it was that was pretty cool.
Yeah, like, no, those were Porygon awesome.
Spawns, Lickitung.
Yeah, see, that was cool. And double candy with that as well. 6-hour lore is going. You're like, whoa, this is crazy. This year was like, there is a shiny out there. It's crap.
Right. Right. It almost feels like a lame excuse for an alternative
event. Like, I got super hyped because it's like, oh, there is a ton more pink Pokemon. Unfortunately, Whismur is on that list.
Right.
But I still would have been excited for, like, just a ton more.
Well, it wasn't all pink Pokemon that were spawning in greater numbers during this event, was it? This one? It only seems like Chansey and Lovedisk to me. I mean, Whismur spawns in crazy numbers as it is.
Those were like the most common ones. Like Lovedisk, because obviously it's hearts.
So these shinies are mostly underwhelming. Why Not's kind of cool because it's like sort of purple.
See, you're wrong there. See, Magby. All right, Why Not is that instant gratification shiny.
Yeah.
Magby is the be patient and you will get the ugliest shiny in the game.
See, that's my point.
With pink and yellow.
Pink and yellow Magmortar.
Oh my god. Shiny Magmortar is. He has a treat.
Really?
Wait for it.
This guy here?
I'm sorry, not yellow, just pink.
Just pink and red.
Pink and red, yeah.
That's the ugliest. Yeah, that really is. Just severely underwhelming. It's just like monotone.
Yeah, no, definitely. He's
just like hot pink. Wow. Okay. Not exciting.
I mean, at least he's more useful than Wobbuffet. You got to remember that.
That's true. It'll be useful. That's kind of cool, I guess. Having a useful shiny is never a bad thing.
Unlike Raichu.
Yeah.
Without Surf. Why couldn't he just have Surf, Niantic? Why can't you just go back, Niantic?
Oh, yeah. So there's a new sale going on, as we mentioned earlier.
There's a couple.
For items. There's
the community day sale.
Oh, well, yeah, there was a community day sale too,
which was garbage.
IMO. What was it? Star pieces, lucky eggs, and ultra balls, right?
And like incense.
$480. Oh, and incense as well.
Mm-hmm.
With the extravaganza, though, there's three other boxes: the special box for 480 coins, two incense, three incubators, 5-star piece. Not a great value. It's regular incubators too.
Yes.
Probably the best value if you're just looking to get super incubators is the Great Box, and that's 5 incense, 5 super incubators, and 10-star piece for 780.
But if you're cool like me, you get the Ultra Box.
No one's cool like you.
I know. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Let's see. And then there's the Ultra Box. That's 8 super incubators, 10 lucky eggs. 5 premium raid passes and a partridge and a pear tree.
There you go.
I mean, 25 star pieces. So, all right.
Dude, so many star pieces. Oh, so my God.
I have a tinfoil hat theory is that star pieces only exist to cramp your inventory so that you want to buy more inventory.
Ooh. I like that.
Because
okay.
They're not very useful items.
No.
They stuff like absurd numbers of them into every single one of these special boxes.
That's fair.
Ever since they released. Mm. Every single one of them.
They do have a higher number than everything else, don't they?
I mean, it's nice that they exist, but, like, I never think to use them except for, like, an event like today.
I didn't even use any today.
So
I kind of regret that, but at the same time,
that's crazy because you have a ridiculous number of them, too, right?
83.
Oh, my God. I have, like, 20 or something, and I'm complaining about it. It's too much.
Why does the camera take up a slot?
And here's the thing. Yeah, I know you brought that up already.
I'm gonna keep bringing it up.
Here's the thing. You paid for those, so you're not gonna want to throw them away.
Nope. But when the next sale comes around, it's gonna be stuffed in there with stuff that you do want, and you're gonna be like,
right
now I have 180 of these. What do I do?
Anyways, they only exist to fill up your inventory.
That's a scary thought.
That's my tinfoil theory of the week.
I like it.
Yeah. The extravaganza event, whatever. It ends on Monday.
Yes, Monday the 2nd.
Monday the 2nd, the day after Easter.
So you have 4 p.m. You have a week and a day from when we're recording this.
Right. So, oh, and PSA, Lugia ends on the same day. So yes. We'll see what happens.
So 4 p.m.
Will we get Ho-Oh? Will we get the legendary dragons from Gen 3?
No. They will hold off on those for as long as they can. Same with the Regis. They will hold off on that crap.
Why?
Why not? It makes you want to keep
playing. Why not?
Yeah. Because you're going to want to keep playing. They got to keep the people, quote unquote, engaged. So they're going to release one bird at a time for 2 weeks. Okay. That's 6 more weeks there. Then each beast, that's 12 weeks total there. That's 3 months. No, that's 4 months down the line. Isn't
what are you even
3 months.
What are you saying? What?
I'm saying that that's how Niantic's going to do it. They're just going to release
they're
one thing.
They're going to re-release all the other legendaries first?
Yeah, as shinies. And wait, Ho as well. So yeah, that's 4 months already.
I'm going to disagree there. I think at the
that's
most...
That's July.
At the most, they'll re-release Ho-Oh for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That is even debatable on its own.
You better hope I'm wrong about this.
And then they'll start releasing maybe Latios and Latias. By the way, they have somewhat similar names. Are Latios and Latias related to Lugia in any way in game?
No.
Okay.
They're related to each other.
I noticed.
Okay.
They're like the same thing, but blue and red.
They're brother and sister. It's very important to the lore. Yeah.
So if they mate, though, does it make a Lugia?
Well, they can't mate, so it's okay.
Oh, why not?
They have no genitalia.
You heard it here, folks.
Extensive Pokemon research.
A little too much. All right.
But no, I feel like Niantic, don't put it past them to stretch out as much as they can.
No, don't get me wrong. I think they will really re-release all the other stuff as shinies.
You
but
just
I
don't
think they'll
it
do it in one stretch.
Oh, boy, I hope not.
I think they'll probably alternate between new stuff and old stuff with shinies.
I hope so, because, again, there's 5 more things they haven't released yet from Gen 3. With, those.
Right.
That could easily be another 10 weeks.
6 if you include Deoxys.
Nobody cares about Deoxys anymore. We forgot about him.
Get out of here.
He's forgotten.
I care.
I care, too, but he's forgotten. But I'm telling you, it could easily be up until, and this is my tinfoil hat theory,
yeah,
August until we get the other legendaries. And then they stretch that out. Oh, well, look at that. It's already winter again. Time for Gen 4.
Yeah.
Wow. It seems we stretched out this entire generation.
If they release the next generation in the winter, I'm moving to Australia. That's it.
But that's the perfect time for Sinnoh. Sinnoh's the cold region.
Well,
see, now you're getting into game, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
Here's my question. Where is the parka in game? Why don't they have like heavy jackets or raincoats or umbrellas? You know, just something like to role play. I don't know.
Oh, geez.
What? They give you aesthetic choices. But
yeah, but this generation was the tropical generation. So relatively speaking,
that's why they gave us.
So that's why they were.
That's why they gave us tropical stuff in November.
Maybe
that was cool.
Maybe we'll get Gen 4 style stuff.
Than happy with that
next round.
But I feel like if they're going to do the whole like battle trainer and fisherman, oh, catch this many and you can unlock to pay money. You could do that with other trainer classes, too.
So I'm really wondering at this point, mm-hmm, is Pokemon Go just the shiny game now? Like, is that what's going to get us to play nowadays?
Shiny and perfect. But again, as the tracker is down.
Yeah. So that's more news that we haven't really spoke about in detail yet is Niantic released an update to the API and all the trackers are struggling to keep up with, to update their code to, mm-hmm, actually be able to track.
Yeah.
Pokemon and raids.
That's why I'm that's why I'm shiny hunting this
NYC
week.
Pokemon map is down, for example.
See, Joe, this is why I'm shiny hunting this week. I can't hunt for perfects, but right, I can check every other Pokemon.
Well, here's the irony here is that now that I'm going back to Florida and figured out a tracker I could use.
What tracker?
There's no tracker.
Oh, I guess you're just going to have to go to a park and hope for the best.
A park? It doesn't matter. Like when I was there last time, it didn't matter if I was in a park. There's nothing. Nothing. Just those two that were on the radar that got away.
There's always a Corsola somewhere, buddy.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
But yeah, no, this is definitely the shiny game / the perfect game / fill out
my
forms
point is,
Pokedex.
My point is, are they going to release any substantial updates to the game anymore? Or is this just going to be Here's another shiny.
It's going to be another shiny.
Here's another shiny.
Here's a move.
Here's another shiny.
That's it.
Here's a move. Here's another shiny.
Yeah.
Here's another generation.
That's it. Oh, look, another year has passed.
Yeah.
So, no, it's definitely just filling out your Pokedex at this point. Like unknowns, which right. I want to segue into. Unknowns are being spotted at certain events now, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Right.
How exciting.
Mean, they always do at various different, you know, especially video game related events. So there was South by Southwest. Uh-huh. There was the Video Game Developer Conference.
GDC.
GDC.
Yeah, Game Developer.
Yeah, oh, Game Developer Conference.
No one says video game, old man. Come on.
That's right.
God. So they're all over the place. That's kind of neat. But no, I completely agree that it's literally a waiting game for the next bit of content. Because I caught a shiny Lugia. I don't care about Lugia raids anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get a perfect op, pretty much.
Right.
So, like, maybe I will, but I don't care enough now. I have right. the
you're
prize.
Not, you're not gonna buy raid passes to
no,
get
it. I have two above 90s, and I have the prize of doing it this round.
Right.
So.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's... I have a nice amount of shinies now, especially after this community day.
Yes.
It is exciting to some extent, but it's not the same. It's not like, all right, there are some shinies that are relatively rare,
mm-hmm.
but it's not this, like, I don't know. Something bothers me that it's not the same as the main series games.
Right.
Because the main series games, you had an equal chance to get a shiny from every single Pokemon, basically.
Yeah.
Except if you use some of the tactics to increase your chances.
Just do the math.
Just do the math.
That's what it is in mainstream games. There is a math equation based on like your trainer ID and stuff like that. And you do like this complex math equation and it pops out. After this many steps, you will find this. Or after this many egg hatches, you will get this.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Pokemon is now.
Well.
A big nasty math equation.
Well, I mean, it's always been that in the background.
But I get what you're saying with it. It would be nice if, what if we could encounter shinies equally instead of, well, here's a couple of Pokemon.
Here's one that's shiny, one in every 15, and it's going to be like 3 hours. Like, I don't know. The community day stuff, it cheapens shinies a little bit for me.
Yeah.
Like, now everyone has a shiny Bulbasaur, right?
Right.
And it's not special anymore, really, at the end of the day. Like,
I mean, my shiny Altaria is still special.
That is special, but not all of them are special. So, that, I mean, I don't know. It's exciting because I probably would never catch a shiny ever if it wasn't for really highly increased rates for these things. But wouldn't it be cool if you were the guy who got the shiny XYZ and no one else had it?
That would be
kind of cool.
Yeah, but I guess it's supposed Niantic's idea like, is probably like equal
shiny
opportunity.
Shiny shouldn't be a completionist thing. Shiny should be something else.
A reason to go out and look.
Right. A reason to like catch every single Pokemon you encounter.
A reason I spent like 4 hours in an Aero nest.
Yeah. So, okay. Here's my compromise. Let them increase the rates for things like Bulbasaur at Community Day, whatever, or for raids, like raid bosses.
Mm-hmm.
But release all the shinies now. Uh-uh. So you have a chance to get all these shinies now.
Mm-mm.
At very rare numbers.
I know why Niantic's not doing it though.
No, I mean
it's because no, if you stretch it out.
Yeah, go on.
No, I agree with you that like
it has nothing to do with making the game better and everything to do with making money.
Yes. It would be nice. It would be amazing. It's like it's a really nice day. By golly, I want to go find my shiny Poochyena. So you go out and you look. But instead it's like or if I just wait a month, I will get one. And you're right. It cheapens it. You're like, well, it's a waiting game now. So I'll eventually get one.
It's weird because I think the regular shiny spawn rate is relatively rare. So like, you know, for something like a Swablu, yes, it's pretty rare.
Yeah, my fourth one.
Your fourth shiny?
No, when I caught my fourth Swablu, it was shiny.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you got very lucky.
As usual.
But yeah, no, then for things like these shiny raids, they're clearly like who has a shiny legendary in the main series games?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Well,
you got one chance to catch that and that's it pretty much.
I did catch a shiny Giratina in a dive ball.
That's cool.
Yeah. Way back when.
That's cool.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's bragging rights right there. I think by the end of this 2 weeks, though, everyone's going to have a shiny Lugia, pretty much. Just about.
I mean, you got it on your third try.
I got lucky. I'll admit that.
Whereas I had to go through, like, 32. So.
Yes.
But my payoff was I got a ton of experience. I basically leveled up off of that, and I got a ton of candy.
Right.
So.
True. Anyways. Yeah, I know. I understand why they probably will never do that, but in my ideal world, that's how it would be.
Literally just, if you wait.
Every single shiny right now.
But just wait a little bit, and then you can buy our boxes, and then you will definitely get that.
Here's the thing, though. It's like, you know, okay, maybe if you wait a little while, you'll get one of these starters shiny versions. But they don't, I mean, there's way too many Pokemon for them to do that for every.
Like, oh, to go, definitely.
To get through all of them for Community Day. So
well,
there would still be some that are like ultra rare.
Because I was thinking about this too. It's funny you bring this up, that Niantic is doing it in a kind of interesting way, but not a very healthy way.
Right.
Where they are releasing shinies on a very constant right now. Like the events come up. Here's three new shinies. Okay. Right. Here's raid events. Here's another shiny. Here's this event. More shiny. It's like, okay, they're pumping them out, but they still only have maybe at most 30 shinies.
By the way, something that tripped me up is every time they release a shiny, they change the sprites of the non-shiny form just ever so slightly.
Mm.
And so every Bulbasaur that I saw today was slightly different than what I remember.
Did it look a little lighter?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that too.
It was a little bit less saturated or something
like
that. Yeah. So I could definitely tell when something was shiny.
Mm-hmm.
But if this makes any sense, I couldn't tell the other Bulbasaur, you know, the non-shiny form.
Yeah.
Was different, too. So every time I saw it, I would like look twice at it, and be like, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was waiting for I know what you mean, because I was looking for a sparkle after. I was like, is that a shiny? No sparkle. OK.
So for whatever reason, they're having to redo the original sprites to make shinies possible, which is weird. I can't imagine what the programming reason is for that, but it's just a little bit odd. Like the colors, I mean, it changes relatively drastic.
Yeah. Like Bulbasaur should be like a very distinct greens.
Yeah. Anyways, it seemed like the colors are a little bit more subdued on this. It was like a pretty big change for Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
I noticed, I mean, granted, Bulbasaur is always there when my when I open my inventory and I'm sorted by number. It's the first one. So I'm very familiar with what that sprite looks like. So when I saw it for the first time, I was like, whoa. That's a big change. Wow. and then the shiny form is like very subtle differences as well.
So. Yeah, it's just more washed out, I guess is the way to put it. Anyways, yellowish.
Yeah. So, what else we got? We would normally talk about nest migrations this week because there was one on Thursday.
Yes.
However, there's really not much to say because the map is down, and that's the source of most of our nest data.
And I haven't had the time to go mapping everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's only been this. So the two that I know, two.
Yeah.
So the one in Central Park, obviously, Krabby. The Museum of Natural History is...
It's a nest, really?
Yeah, it's a nest, because it's usually like an onyx or whatever there. Mm-hmm. It is currently a mischievous nest.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, you should go on the Sylph Road and report your nests, especially this next couple of weeks, because until the maps come back, hopefully they do.
If I get a slow day, I'm definitely going to go tracking around to the parks and just taking notes.
Cool.
Start putting my two cents
report
in.
Report them to the Sylph Road, too.
You'll get
bragging rights on your trainer card.
I report a lot of things, thank you very much.
Okay.
I just need to find the time from work. Yeah. See, I'm fortunate enough to be able to get out of my office.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I get out, but it's not always very easy.
It's not for eight hours
running around the city.
God bless. All right, so today was miserable, but tomorrow
is also gonna be miserable.
Tomorrow's gonna be great. 48.
Oh wait, no, that's tomorrow. Okay, yeah, 48.
Jeez,
sunny.
Lady,
never mind, I'll take that. I was looking at today.
No, it's warming up finally.
It is. Yeah, we have like, actually we have 40 mid 40s and up for the next couple of weeks, it looks like, for the most part. So
warming up to almost the 60s on Thursday and Friday.
Although this 10-day forecast only has Monday is the only sunny day tomorrow, which, you know, if you're listening to this, it's probably either on that day or after. So may or may not be relevant to you.
I feel that tomorrow is going to be sunny and windy weather.
It looks like we're going to have mostly cloudy and rainy weather for the next week or two. But at least it'll warm up. I will take the clouds and the rain if it means it's going to warm up. It's going to be 58 degrees on Thursday.
God
the high
bless.
Of, the high is 58. So I'm down with that.
Yeah.
What's left to do now in the game? I mean, I guess I'll... like I'm not
Raid.
Gonna, I probably... well, so raids I don't really care about except for maybe experience.
Mewtwo. You want more Mewtwos. That's whatevs. Really it.
Whatevs.
That's Mewtwo. Like... that's the special... quote-unquote exclusive thing now.
Yeah.
Which...
let's okay. It's so there's crazy. Mewtwo's. I already have a shiny Lugia. Mm-hmm. It's pretty decent. Do I really go out of my way to get another? Or like, I mean, I don't know. I'll do raids for the experience and items, I guess.
Yeah,
that's really all I care about in that respect. And then there's the eggs, which I'm not going to buy more incubators. So I'm gonna. I mean, the nice thing is there's still 2K. So I'm going to fill up my inventory with them while I can. And walk them with my infinite incubator.
I actually had a couple days where I just didn't really get any eggs. Like I hatched 10 or 20 and then had a drought for a few hours.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Wasn't pleased
really
with
happens
that.
To me. I spend a lot of Pokestops. There's a lot in my neighborhood. And also anytime I ride the J train, it's elevated. So
this guy, he always calls it his, he calls it his Pokemon Snap experience in the morning.
Yeah. Every day, it's like, I mean...
did you tell the story about how you tried to take a picture of a Pokemon on the train?
Yeah, we said
okay,
that on
just air. Just making sure we told that story, because I'm thinking about it again.
I wasn't trying to take a picture, I just did AR+. Like, to catch it. Yeah, anyways.
I gotta go.
You know, actually, I'm going to make this our bug of the week. I don't know if we that's an official feature that we've done, but...
oh, let's go.
But AR+ is so buggy. I mean, I should not lose shinies over AR+.
Oh, yeah, you lost two. That's right.
So I lost them in two different ways, too. All right. So the first one started AR+, went to the camera, took 3 or 4 shots, and it actually worked, which I was surprised because it's like a 1 in 3 chance that it actually works. Then the fourth time, you know, I was like, oh, this is working well. So I just kept going. Of course, like the fourth time, it just froze completely, froze the game. And so I had to quit out of the game, force quit it. I went back. The shiny was gone.
Of course.
Yeah. Second time, I tried a different strategy because I was worried that it would crash.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I entered the camera mode and then started taking screenshots.
Oh, okay.
It still has the camera controls on it, but at least it's good enough to work with, right?
Right.
You know, I could get something out of it. All right. But here's the thing. So when you're in the camera mode in AR+, which is, you know, different from the catch mode,
yeah,
they can still run. But what they don't show is like the little exclamation point. So the UI, it just doesn't tell you when you're agitating the Pokemon when they're going to run. So of course it ran.
That's so sad.
And you know, it wasn't, you know, once it runs in that.
Yeah.
And that way it's gone.
Apple users, am I right, boys? So my bug of the week has to do with my Pogo Plus.
Oh?
My game does not recognize it on the first try of trying to pair it. So I have to wait for that to time out. Then I have to go back in and do it again.
Huh, interesting.
And I've just been having that issue all week with it since this update.
That must be an Android thing or maybe a your phone thing because I haven't experienced that particular one.
Yeah.
But
you get to hold it down. Don't start me.
Okay, my second bug of the week.
All right,
I could save this for next week because it won't be fixed.
But, of course.
But now that I'm thinking about it,
fix it, Niantic.
There's a Pokemon Go Plus bug for me as well, and the bug is if you are using the Go Plus and you go into an account encounter, obviously, okay, fine. I'm fine with it. Doesn't continue to detect stuff around you and let you catch it.
Right.
That's fine. But then when you exit out of that and there's Pokemon around you, it doesn't go and try. I had that happen today. Right. And you have to just keep walking around and to get other stuff to spawn. So that happened to me a lot today because I was in and out a lot. Like, why? If it's there, start buzzing. Like, just because you're in an encounter and come out, come on. Like, that's just such a...
I checked all of them, but I let like four Bulbasaurs go because it wasn't buzzing.
Yeah. So anyways, if you're listening and you agree with us, maybe go report these things on the Niantic support page and hopefully you can get them recognized.
This page is not for that. Thank you. This is for others. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's kind of expected behavior at this point. Cause that's actually, this particular bug has been since day one.
Has it? I don't use my Pogo Plus a lot. I use it for like walking distance when I put my phone down.
No. I use it a lot because I'd rather just not have to not really have to bother with all the crap that I encounter. I just go plus it.
Gotcha.
No big deal. And then concentrate on the stuff that I actually care about using berries on and stuff.
So one last thing. I thought about this today too. I wish that you could add lures to gym stops.
Why?
Just because. Because some places don't have stops around them.
Okay.
And it would be nice to be like, oh, I'd like to lure this up while I'm sitting here for X amount of time. It's weird that you can Pogo Plus it, but you can't lure it.
I kind of get why they don't do that. Because, I mean, it might interfere with raids, for example. That's the primary reason, right? And also, they're already luring people to those spots for raids. So they don't want to make it so that they want it a bit more distributed, right?
Okay.
So they don't want to have constant crowds in front of every single point of interest in the game. But really, I think it's the first reason more so.
Oh my God.
If let's say you set off a lure and like a raid starts and like, you know.
Oh my God. They're going to re-release Groudon, Kyogre, and Rayquaza as shinies this year, aren't they? Oh no, that's another 6 weeks. Niantic!
You better stock up on those.
They've got a whole year of shinies they could do.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Did you not think about those yet?
Like, I forgot about those three. I was like, oh no, they could literally stretch this out.
The funny thing is they've actually already re-released those. It'll be the third time they release them.
Yes. But I just thought, like, they could legitimately, without releasing anything new, just stretch shiny raids.
I really don't think they'll do that. Not in a row, at least. They probably will release all of them, but not in a row.
I hope not. That would be something if we got to Gen 4 and we still have certain legendaries.
If they do that, I'd probably consider stop playing the game.
Ooh.
Like, or at least as seriously as I am now.
Okay. Ooh, that's a big thing. So you just do your daily, call it done?
Maybe I turn it on like for the distance and like maybe go plus some stuff, but like not really care about raids.
Damn. I didn't think that would be the deal breaker.
If that's their idea of new content, then
with a little bit of events to keep my interest sprinkled in with community days,
it's already starting to lose my interest because of like the way they're handling Lugia and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's boring. You wait for community day. Ooh, there's something semi-exciting. Okay, what's the next holiday? Okay, there's nothing. Right.
I spend some money in the game, but I'm not the type of person who's going to sit there and buy like 30 raid passes. So I'm not there. Look, man. I'm not their white whale, right?
Look, man, I needed those raid passes.
Yeah, I mean, but no, I'm not like... so that's the thing, is I feel like I'm as dedicated and into this game as someone who's level 40.
Okay.
The only difference between me and that person really is that they spent a bunch of money on raid passes and
your name's not Brandon Tan
and lucky eggs.
Just pay the man. He'll go catch Rayquazas for you.
No, thanks.
I could see that though. I know what you mean. I agree. It is stale. It's gotten to that point of kind of last year, around the same time Gen 2 dropped, and it got stale real fast because everything was out.
That's part of it.
And community day is nice, but it's not enough.
Once a month, yeah.
So not enough.
So we'll see. I don't know. I think we're getting to the point where we need a major update, and we'll see if they actually deliver.
Yeah. Would be nice to visit locations and change your Pokemon or something. Haha. You know, something that actually involves augmented reality.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm sure they have some exciting stuff in the works, but we'll see if they actually deliver something that actually is relevant for everyone.
Maybe if Nick had the time to steal a hard drive from them, we'd know.
I mean, he got some exclusive info from them and the Silph Road, apparently, too. Apparently, the Silph Road is going to have some exciting news in the next week and a half.
Okay. I haven't watched those videos or anything, so. Yeah. Oh, is it another trainer card update?
Wow. Maybe. Maybe there's some added features coming for that.
I still haven't got my number, by the way. I'm a little miffed.
Oh, you got to go on
The Facebook page.
Yeah, so that's something else worth mentioning about Community Day, I guess. The Silph Road, they have their trainer pass. What is it called? Trainer card?
Yeah, trainer card.
Where you can sort of do handshakes with other trainers and like just get their, you know, get them in your sphere of influence. Mm-hmm. And then you could also check in with your local Community Day group, which in this case, the NYC Pokemon Go group. You get like a little special badge added to your trainer card. And the same thing goes if you meet a YouTuber in person, whatever. So you basically type down the number and save it. But of course, every Community Day, everyone's doing this. So so the servers get really slow. And just today, it took me about 5 minutes to load the page and get mine. And Adele, like, we were sitting there for a good like 10, 15 minutes afterwards, and at least. And it didn't work in the entire time. So, anyways, but the good news is usually the Facebook group, at least with the NYC Pokemon Go group, will basically coordinate that stuff for like 24 hours after the event happens. So if you need to check in with them, you still have an opportunity to.
Yeah, I'm about to go join their Discord and just like, hey, am I got a number for me?
Yeah, do it. Do it.
As well.
All right. I think that's pretty much all we have for today.
Yeah, because we got to be careful. We could bitch about this game. Five ever.
That's true. Five ever.
Got to be careful.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to go on forever.
Five ever.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. I already messed it up.
Yeah, it's all right, Joe. I got you.
Anyways, so, level five ever radio.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, no. Level five radio.com.
Yes.
That's our website. Our email address, mail@level5radio.com. No one emails us, so you'll be like one person has emailed us.
Thank you again for that email.
Thank you, yes. You could be number two. First comment.
Hey.
We're on social media too.
Yeah.
So
everything you need is on the website, level5radio.com.
Check it out.
Hell yeah.
All right. Until next time, I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
Peace.
Keep catching, trainers.
Dork.